With 146 tornadoes confirmed, 2019 holds the record for the most Oklahoma tornadoes in a year. Many Oklahomans with disabilities don't have a storm shelter, even though the state has the highest number of disaster declarations in the U.S. Jackie Fortier with State Impact reports.
John High knows that when he hears a tornado siren, he's on his own.
Just pray. That's all I can do.
That's because he doesn't have a safe place to go.
One person told me, put on a football helmet and go in your kitchen. I got a window in every room in this house. Even my bathroom has a window. So there's really no place for me to go, and that's why I'm trying to get a shelter.
It used to take him just a couple of minutes to drive his motorized wheelchair to the nearest public shelter, a school just down the block. It was the main reason that he chose to rent this house when he moved back to Norman. But a few years ago, most public shelters were shut down, leaving Oklahomans like High to fend for themselves.
I fear. I fear for my life. You know, when the shelters were there, we could go down 4 houses away to a shelter.
The gold standard for people who live in tornado-prone areas is a storm shelter. The base model is basically a concrete box set into the ground, usually in a backyard, and it requires people to go down a steep set of stairs. High needs a more expensive above-ground shelter that he can drive his wheelchair into in the few minutes before a tornado hits. Because he's on a fixed income, though, he can't afford to pay for his own.
What bill am I going to not pay to try to save up $3,800? I mean, I live day to day. I mean, every month is really rough. We're Tornado Alley. We're known for it. Why aren't they trying to help protect it instead of, well, just duck your head and go in your house?
Disasters are becoming more common. In the early and mid-20th century, fewer than 20% of U.S. counties experienced a disaster each year. Today, it's about half. Federal data shows that between 2009 and 2017, Oklahoma had the highest number of major disaster declarations of any state. That includes severe storms, fires, floods, ice storms, and of course, tornadoes. But despite experiencing some of the most severe weather events in the nation, Oklahoma has no state laws requiring storm shelters in homes, apartments, or businesses.
We recommend that if you're able to install a safe room in your home, or on your property, we recommend that you do that. That's the safest place that you can be during a storm.
Kelly Kane is a spokeswoman for the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management. The state does have a rebate program that gives about 50 people a year $2,000 towards the cost of a storm shelter. It's funded by a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but it's a random lottery system, and renters like John High can't even apply.
It's for homeowners only, and that's part of the federal grant requirement.
The idea that we don't have to serve people with disabilities who are renters is not consistent with federal law.
Sarah Pratt is a former official at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She says federal civil rights laws, including the Fair Housing Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act, requires opportunities for people with disabilities in all disaster programs, including mitigation.
The programs that are being offered to assist people who are sheltering in their homes should be available both to homeowners and renters if they have disabilities and have disability-related needs. There has to be an opportunity for a person with a disability to shelter.
More than 630,000 people in Oklahoma have a disability, but the state doesn't know how many of them need storm shelters. Some local governments do keep track of how many households already have one, but there is no shelter reporting requirement. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact Oklahoma is a collaboration of NPR stations in Oklahoma. This story is part of a series about government's failure to protect vulnerable people as natural disasters worsen in a warming climate. The Center for Public Integrity and 4 partners, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, High Country News, Ohio Valley Resource, and State Impact Oklahoma, are contributing stories to the series.